Our next speaker is going to be Jocelyn Bucaro. She came to one of our all-state chapter meetings way back last April, and she works. She is works for Tusk Philanthropies, and they are working on accessible ballots so that you can vote from home, get the ballot, and vote it and send it back, which is what I'm looking forward to, people. Okay, so Jocelyn, take it away. And she is not here live.
Hi, Bonnie. Thank you, everybody. Bonnie, can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. Totally.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for inviting me to be a part of your state conference. I'm so sorry I'm not there in person. I would love to have been able to come up there. But as it happens, I'm actually currently in California for another NFB state convention in San Diego right now. So I will have to run probably in about 15 minutes to go speak at this convention as well. So I'm so excited to be invited to participate in both of these events, because this is such an important issue. And as Bonnie said, we are working in partnership with organizations like the National Federation of the Blind in order to develop new technology to make voting more accessible so that people can vote regardless of where they are. So whether you're traveling, you're at home, you can vote accessibly without any assistance from anyone else. So my name is Jocelyn Bucaro. I'm the director of mobile voting with Tusk Philanthropies. We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. We're working on two initiatives. The first is to help solve hunger by advocating in support of legislation to expand access to programs to feed people, particularly universal school meal programs. So that's one half of the work that we do in philanthropies. And then the other half is the work that I'm doing, which is expanding access to voting to make voting easier and more accessible for more people so that more people will vote. And we're doing that in a couple of ways. We've supported pilot elections in seven states since 2018. We've funded over 20 pilots that have largely enabled military and overseas voters to vote using mobile voting. But in several of those pilots, it was actually expanded to include voters with disabilities. And we've also now started a program where we are providing grant funding for responsible research and development of new technology to enhance the security of mobile voting, and to make sure that it's fully accessible so that any voter, regardless of ability, would be able to use their own assistive technology, in their device in order to vote, from anywhere. So this project has actually been underway for the last year and a half, and we're really excited. We actually have a partnership with NFB, the National Federation, to assist with accessible testing of this new technology. And we were very proud to be at the NFB convention in July and offered in-person testing of this technology at that national conference. And then we hope to be able to do that over the next 12 months. So hopefully I will be making it to Alaska sometime next year to enable all of you to be able to test vote on this new technology. But the way this technology is going to work is it will work sort of like if you're voting in person, where you have to, you know, tell someone who you are. And usually you have to give them an ID or some identifying information. But instead of having to do that in person, you'd be able to enter that information into your mobile app. And then once you've identified yourself and the system identifies you and matches your voter registration and says, is this you? And you confirm that everything is correct, the system will be able to pull up your ballot for your specific location for the ballot you're supposed to vote. And I apologize, there's some background noise here where I'm located. I hope that's not too distracting. So once you've gotten your ballot, you mark it right on your device. And, you know, if you have a write-in, you can type in that name or speak that name into the voting app. And the application will also alert you if you haven't voted in all the races you were eligible to, or if, for example, you're eligible to vote for two candidates in a specific race, but you only chose one. It would alert you to any, you know, mistake like that. And if you intend to only vote for one candidate, that's fine, but it will just let you know if you missed something, so you'd have that opportunity to review. And then once you're finished, if you have an affidavit that you have to sign as an absentee voter, then you can do all of that right on the device. So if you are able to draw a signature with a finger or a stylus on the device, you can. Or it would enable you to use an alternative method, such as uploading a photo of a signature or speaking your signature so that it is typed in lieu of actually finger signing. Once your affidavit is filled out, then what the system does is it encrypts your ballot and it encrypts your affidavit before it leaves your device. And it gives you the option to either immediately submit your ballot right then and there, or if you want to make sure that there's nothing affecting the security of your vote, you can perform a separate check. And this is new about this technology, but it will enable you to perform a separate check in which you can basically unseal that ballot before you submit it and take one last look at a decrypted version of your ballot on a separate website or application. It could even be on a different device if you have one available, like an iPad or a laptop if you're using a mobile phone. And this security feature will give you just that extra level of confidence that there's nothing going on your phone or in the digital voting system that in any way affects how your ballot was recorded. So once you've done that, then once again, it will reseal everything back up and you'll be able to submit your ballot. And when you're done, you'll get a tracking code that you can then use to verify that the system received your ballot, that it received it without any tampering, that it was received correctly. And later, you can use the same tracking code to confirm when your signature has been verified and your ballot has been accepted for counting. And then even when it's been printed onto a paper ballot for tabulation. So at the end of this, you as a voter will be able to do everything on your phone, including verifying that the system worked, verifying that your ballot was received. And then the election official will generate a printed version of your marked ballot and use that printed paper ballot for tabulation. So it's not a system that will enable any kind of online tabulation or fully online election system, so for clarification. So that's the system that we're helping to develop. We're really excited. We feel like this is going to answer a lot of the concerns that are naturally in place about the security of sending a ballot over the internet. It also will enable anyone using the system to know that their ballot will remain anonymous and you don't have to give up your right to a secret vote in order to vote accessibly. So, and with that, I spoke kind of fast, I know. In describing this, but I would love to leave a little bit of time for questions because I imagine there may be some. So with that, I'll pause and await any questions from the audience.
Hey, Tom's going to get a microphone and ask you a question.
Hey, hi, Tom.
Hello. Have you guys been successful in collaborating with states and the federal government to make sure that they will accept this as a viable option?
Yeah, that's a great question. So one thing that I will say is we are working with one of the voting system testing labs that are certified by the Election Assistance Commission, the federal agency in charge of certifying voting equipment for states that require that. So we're working with one of the voting system testing labs in order to test this system against the same standards used for in-person ballot marking devices and election systems. So that's number one. And then number two, we are also engaging the Department of Defense to perform a code review and other security testing of the system because this is a system that's used by military voters and overseas voters under a federal program that the Department of Defense administers. And so we really wanted to engage them. And of course, this is, election infrastructure is critical infrastructure under the Department of Homeland Security. And so we are also seeking to engage that federal agency in taking a look at what it is that our grantees are building. And then separately, we have also engaged both private security consultants to advise and assist in testing this technology for bugs and any other kind of vulnerabilities in the operational security of the system. And then we've also engaged election security experts who really understand the election security concerns about, you know, returning a ballot over the internet. And we've asked several of them to, you know, examine the system and make sure that we are actually achieving the security that we are hoping to do with this system. So there's a lot of different layers of security testing and evaluation that we plan to execute before this would ever be used in a public election.
So this is Bonnie. I think this mic is off again. Hang on. No? Okay. So, and there are some states that have set up some services. For example, West Virginia is one of those states where I don't know what the particulars are, but people can receive a ballot and send it back, right?
Yeah, that's true. West Virginia was the first state to pilot mobile voting. Mobile voting has been piloted in 10 states in total. And 32 states plus the District of Columbia allows at least military and overseas voters to return a ballot, usually by email or fax, which means basically, like Alaska, by the way, which means basically no security and no anonymity. So our goal and the goal of the election officials we've partnered with in our pilots has been to offer voters something that that enhances that security and protects their right to a private vote.
Super. Okay. Time for one more question, if anyone has one. Thank you, Jocelyn. It's been great.
Thank you.
You again.
Yeah. thanks so much.
I will say that I did test that app in July at the NFB convention, and it was really cool. I liked it a lot. It was very cool. So, all right.
Thanks, Bonnie. Thanks.